God my glory. Would you tell somebody, I dance how I dance. I praise how I praise. But I'm sanctified. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm living right. And you don't tell me. So break off that traditional thinking. If the song says Jesus, it's Jesus music. Beats don't make. Lyrics make a song. But I do want you. Oh my goodness. How does he go from fly and crazy to a holiness preacher? Sanctify yourself. Sanctify yourself. I only, talking to the men here, I can only handle Instagram incrementally. Yeah, I'm always taking the whole app off, putting it back on. Yeah, I'm really saved, so I take it off. Because sometimes I'll be swiping and looking for church stuff, and Delicious pop up. You ain't seen Delicious on there? She on there. Yeah, you never seen Delicious on there? And I feel like I'm the most heterosexual brother in the room. Believe that. Lady Vernon is everything I need, but she's not the only fine woman in the world. So I sanctify myself. Come here, man. Job said, I made a covenant with my eyes. I made a covenant with my eyes. So, where are all my guys at? You want to mind? Throw your hand up. All my young disciples, y'all see me. We're going to talk about this. I can't handle certain stuff. Pastor, why? Because you don't like it? No, because I do. And the reason why I don't cheat is because I don't let other stuff, because no matter how fine your wife is, you keep looking, you'll see something better. And unless you're gay, there's going to be some woman that looks better than your wife. And so I try to guard my eyes. And to you women, you have to guard your spirits. You have to guard watching these shows that make you think your purse don't cost enough. And so now you're putting pressure on a man to keep up with people who are not what you think they are. If there's any good thing to being Pastor Vernon, I've met everybody, I've been everywhere, I've been to the top, and it's not as much up there as you think. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. I'm not trying to impress nobody, because everybody you think got it going on, if you peek behind the curtain, she got a purse, but she ain't got no peace. You may not have no purse, but girl, you got peace. Hit five women, say sanctify yourself.
This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Take complete control. But before they sing, our little man Santana is back with us. And amen. God bless you, Santana. We are so happy that you're back. Come on, wave. Y'all remember the little singer? He is on fire for God. God bless you.
I'm coming, Lord.
I'm coming, Lord.
By myself.
By myself.
You can look for me.
You can look for me.
You can look for me. But don't call the road.
Don't call the road till I get there.
I'm coming, Lord.
I'm coming, Lord.
Coming by myself.
By myself.
You can look for me.
You can look for me.
You can look for
you
me.
You can look for me.
But don't.
Cannot see,
but you can look for
you
me.
You can look for me.
You can look for
you
me.
You can look for me.
You can look for me.
You can look for me.
But don't call the road.
Don't call the road. Till I get there.
I may be crippled.
I may be crippled.
Cannot walk, but you can look for
you
me.
You can look for me.
You can look for
you
me.
You can look for me.
You can look for
you
me.
You can look for me.
But don't call the road.
Don't call the road till I get there.
Is that all right? Is that all right? Can we sing a little more of it? If you stand on your feet, we'll sing a little more. The song said, I may be sick here.
I may be sick.
Woo! I can't get well.
Can't get well.
But you can look for
you
me.
You can look for me.
Yeah, you can look for
you
me.
You can look for me. You can look for me.
But don't call the road.
Don't call the road till I get there.
Lord will make a way somehow.
Right.
I know the Lord
will make a way somehow.
Yeah.
If you trust and obey, believe on His word, I know the Lord will make a way somehow.
Listen here, let me sing it again.
The Lord will make a way somehow. I know the Lord will make a way somehow. If you trust and obey, believe on His word, I know the Lord will make a way somehow.
I dare you look at somebody and they're sitting next to you and tell them, say,
the Lord will make a way somehow.
Why don't you just look at somebody and tell them, say,
the Lord will make a way somehow.
Encourage him. Tell himself,
you trust and obey. Believe on His word. I know the Lord will make a way somehow.
Somehow.
Let's go country.
I learned how to.
He's my God.
Oh, I learned how to lean. I learned how to lean.
And depend on Jesus.
Hey, hey, hey. He's my God.
He's my friend.
He's my God.
And he's my God.
Listen here. Listen here.
The Lord will make a way.
Oh,
the Lord will make a way.
The Lord will make a way.
The Lord will make a way.
Yes, He will.
The Lord will make a
somehow.
Way.
Somehow.
Will make a way somehow.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I know the Lord will make a way somehow. If you trust and obey, believe on His word.
I know the
Lord will make a way somehow.
Amen. God bless you, brothers. Y'all sound real good. And we're thankful that you are reminding us that the Lord will make a way somehow. Yes, He will. Come on, where are our witnesses who know He will make a way somehow? Sometimes we can't see the way. We certainly don't know the way. But we know that He can and He will make a way. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Let us stand all over this place. If you have your Bibles, we want to call your attention to the book of 2 Peter, chapter 3, and verse 11. 2 Peter, chapter 3, and verse 11. There you will find these words. Amen. I see some of you still looking. That's all right. We'll wait on you. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 11. Amen. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 11. And it says, seeing all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of people ought we to be? And I want to use that for this subject. What manner of men are we? Amen. Seeing all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of people ought we to be? Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. What manner of men are we? Father, we thank you for this preaching privilege, and God, we pray that you will speak a word into our hearts, a word that will encourage us to be all that you would have us to be. We thank you. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 What manner of men are we? Thank you, ushers. What motivates us? What inspires us? What encourages us? What arouses us? Growing up, I was fascinated by the story of Robin Hood and his merry men. This blustery band of fearless woodsmen armed with swords of steel spent their countless hours of existence robbing from the rich. Y'all remember that story? They would rob from the rich with the excuse that they were redistributing their wealth to the poor. Always they were depicted as happy-go-lucky men, carefree men, always eating, drinking, and being merry. But as I grew older and wiser, I realized that the life of the merry men was a fairy tale. Man must be about more than eating and drinking and being merry, because Jesus says that life is far more than what you eat and what you drink. We've got to ask ourselves, what are we doing besides eating and drinking the benefits of our labor? Of course, many are making good use of the blessings that God has bestowed upon them, giving to the church, helping those who are in need. We are the chosen of God, created to serve him. We have our marching orders. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Have we given thought to the billions of unsaved souls in the world, people who don't yet know the Lord, people who don't know yet that what they really are thirsting for is God? Oh my, oh my. I know there's some witnesses in here who can testify, Pastor. I was there looking for love in all the wrong places, but I'm so glad that one day the hand of God touched me and let me know that the void that was missing in my life, the void that needed to be filled in my life, was God. Anybody glad that you found God? And can we be real honest this morning and testify that we really didn't find him, but he found us? Come on, where are my folk who can say, I was too mean to live and I wasn't fit to die? As a matter of fact, I was on my way to a devil's hell, but God touched me, brought me out of darkness and into the marvelous light. What manner of men are we? Number one, are we men of valor? The challenges of the world lay before us. The world is full of wantonness and depravity. Aching souls line our city streets, bereft of hope. And in our souls, we claim to carry the solution for their problems. Where is our bravery, brothers? Where is our courage to be the army God is calling for in these last and evil days? Last Sunday, I reminded us that we are in the army of God. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. We have to fight, although we have to cry. We have to hold up the blood-stained banner. We have to hold it up until we die. Are we men of valor? Are we men of praise? Or do we sit ashamedly while our hanging hands reveal our hollow hearts? We lift our arms in the sports arena and feel no foolishness at the impulse. Yet we hang our heads and shift our eyes at the thought of giving Almighty God our praise. I know I'm not the only one. I know, amen, Brother Corbin is a big New Orleans Saints fan, as am I. And I think everybody in this room, amen, you are New Orleans Saints fans. And whenever the New Orleans Saints are winning, we don't mind jumping and clapping and opening our mouths. Amen. But is there anybody here who knows that God has been better to you than your favorite football team? God has been better to you than your favorite basketball team? And we ought not be ashamed to open our mouths and lift our hands and give God praise. Are we men of valor? Are we men of praise? Are we men of hope? How can we carry hope to the world if we feel there is no hope in us? Our weary outward demeanor exposes us. Yet how can we lose hope when there are signs all around us that hope is still alive? Didn't God promise that Jesus Christ would come back again for his church? Do we have to see him coming in the clouds before we believe? I pray that we don't wait until it's too late. Amen. I have hope right now. As a matter of fact, I heard the Apostle Paul, when he talked about Abraham, he said that Abraham hoped against hope. And I'm a witness today that sometimes there doesn't appear to be any hope. There doesn't appear to be any way out. There doesn't appear to be any way through. But I'm foolish enough to believe that if God said it, he can do it. Come on, where are my folk who still have hope? Amen. Even in spite of what's happening in the White House, I still have hope. even in spite of what Congress is not doing and what the Supreme Court is failing to do, I still have hope. I have hope enough to believe that the same God that walked with Dr. King and Reverend Abernathy and Rosa Parks, I have enough hope to believe that he is with us. We're my people who will walk by faith and not by sight and declare, I still have hope. Are we men of valor? Are we men of praise? Are we men of hope? Are we men of service? The women outnumber us in the congregation of the righteous. We've left them with no choice but to pick up our fallen banner and march on. We sit in judgment of their control and supervision while refusing to step up to the plate and be counted among the faithful. Where is our enthusiasm to assume the role of leader, husband, father, breadwinner, comforter, and caretaker in God's kingdom? Men ought to love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave his life for it. What manner of men are we? Oh my, oh my. What will it take to restore God's divine order for the family, at home and in the church? It's time to stand up and be counted. Come on, how many of you know the battle is in full swing? And many of us have not yet reported for duty. God is waiting for the sons of God to put on our godly uniforms, our godly dress for war. What manner of men are we? God is calling for his men who may be troubled on every side, but we're not distressed. Men who may be perplexed, but we're not in despair. Men who may be persecuted, but we know we're not forsaken. Men who may be cast down, but we know we haven't been destroyed. His grace is sufficient for us. His strength is perfected in our weakness. Is there a brother in the room today who will stand on his feet and say, here I am, God. I may not be everything I ought to be. God, I'm not even everything I want to be. But I thank you that since I've been walking with you, I'm sure enough like not like I used to be. Is there anybody willing to testify that God is making a change in your life? Is there anybody here who is unashamed and you don't mind standing up and lifting your hands to God and say, I surrender all. All to thee I give. God, I'll be the man of valor. God, I don't mind being a man of praise. God, I don't mind being a man of hope. God, I don't mind being a man of service because I know that serving God will pay off. I said serving God will pay off. Come on, do you believe it today? Serving God will pay off. So I've come by this morning to remind us that God is calling us, not so much to greater activity, but he's really calling us to deeper transformation. We got to be changed. Do you know that's the problem with most church folk? Amen. We know the word, but we don't let it change us. Amen. We hear the message, but we don't let it change us. Don't y'all hear Paul telling us, amen, to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So it ain't just more activity. We really need deeper transformation. And I don't know about you, but my prayer is, God, change me. Oh, come on, come on. God, change me. God, mold me. God, make me what you want me to be. Brothers, if we're going to be an impact on our community, on our society, we've got to let God change us. It's time to embrace the price of spiritual passion without reserve. Can I tell you, God needs warriors who are ready for more than eating, drinking, and being merry. And if you follow me on Facebook, you know I love eating. I don't drink, but amen, I love eating. But I thank God that, amen, I know it's more than just eating. Come on, it's more than drinking. is more than having a good time. God sent me by here today to tell us that he needs men who will go to battle to save the lost. He needs men who will battle the radical racists of this world. He needs men who will reach out to the economically deprived. He needs men who will walk and talk like children of God in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. He needs men who will be a witness for Christ to the Muslim, to the Jew, to the Hindu, and to the Buddhist. He needs men who will restore family values and provide for their children. He needs men who will resist pride and self-gratification, licentiousness, and decadence. He needs men who are not conformed to this world, but whose minds have been renewed and transformed. He needs men whose homes are full of God's love. He needs men who will broaden their boundaries, who will reach out to the poor, who will help the sick, who will help the widow, who will help the forgotten. He needs men who will allow God to enter their family budgets and bring forth the tithe into the storehouse. I come by to tell you that God is calling for men. Men whose flames of passion for worship have been rekindled and whose spirits have been indwelt with God's Spirit. Is there anybody here today who's willing to say, Lord, here am I. Send me, I'm willing to go. It may get hard sometimes, but God, I'm willing to go. I may be lied on sometimes, but God, I'm willing to go. Folk may laugh at me and talk about me, but here I am, God, I'm willing to go. What manner of men are we? Are we walking in the Spirit? Or are we just walking? Are we singing for joy? Or are we just singing? Are we fighting the good fight of faith? Or are we just fighting? Are we spending time in prayer? Or are we just spending time? Are we living a holy life? Or are we just living? He's calling us from the courtrooms of injustice. He's calling us from the casualties of warfare. He's calling us. From the wreckage of broken homes, God is calling us. He's calling us from the mess of our own mistakes. He's calling us. Will you answer, here am I? Send me. Use us, Lord. Take us to the foot of Calvary, where red blood washes white as snow. Is there anybody willing to say, God, take me to Calvary, where sincere repentance drives us to our knees? God, take us to Calvary, where you will revive us, where you will redirect us, where you will remold us, where you will remake us. Take us to Calvary and turn us into warriors who are fit for battle against despair, where you'll turn us into fighters who are able to fight against depression, who are able to fight against demons. Take us to Calvary and turn us into warriors who are fit for the battle. What battle are you talking about?